Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 9th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're going to spend the next bit of time with our friends at the Wood County Master Gardeners Club, and we're going to talk about the 19th annual Wood County Master Gardeners Garden Walk. We have with us Lily Schotten with us. Lily, good to see you again.
Morning.
And we will be joined by Pam Ross. We'll be looking forward to hanging out with Pam in a little bit here. Lily, as long as we're talking, and before we dive into the event itself and the 22nd annual garden walk that is coming up on Saturday, July 19th, can we talk a little bit about the history of the Master Gardeners and just where this great group of people started and came from and how they got together?
Sure. Well, the Master Gardeners is an organization of people who have done additional training to, you know, basic gardening, to learn a little bit more about horticultural practices and how we can work with soil, water, conditions that exist to do our gardening better.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the area for over 30 years. The Garden Walk started 25 years ago, actually. We took a little break during COVID years. But we've been doing this. It's our major fundraiser for Master Gardeners.
Mm-hmm. And you guys not only do some great work with that, but certainly, you know, even extending this to UW Extension and talking with Janelle Weir and so many other great people about this and this great group and what you guys do for our community and how beautiful you make it. And then speaking of that beauty, there is the walk itself, this garden walk, where people have an opportunity to really take in some of this beauty. For those that may be new to the conversation or haven't heard of the garden walk before, can we explain to them what the garden walk is, Lily?
Oh, yes. We have six gardens that we'll be featuring this year, Wisconsin Rapids, Buren area, and then out to Vesper. Each one is beautiful in and of itself. We have wonderful garden features with perennials, annuals, trees, shrubs. We have artists in the gardens, we have vendors, and we have music. The event runs from 9 to 4. We're even serving pizza along the way if people get hungry. So a lot to offer for people who come to visit.
We take so much pride and love in our gardens, some more than others. Some have put more time into them than others and that. But one of the things that I've heard over the years of this event is, for one, how many people get inspired and come up with ideas for their own garden from checking some of these out and everything. And then there's this also, and I love when these things happen for us. There's these moments for individuals in the area, whether they're from here or not or live in this area or not, these moments of pride. And even if it's not your garden, but that you, it's in your town, it's in your neighborhood or something, or it's a part of our central Wisconsin area here. There's so many wonderful, like, added benefits and fun things that are brought with this event, along with, of course, some of the cool things we're going to talk about going on at the event in just a moment. But I always like to highlight these things that I don't know that we think about very much in society in our day-to-day life, especially if you have a beautiful, you know, yard in your neighborhood. Maybe it's your yard. And you you see it every day. It's really beautiful. You look forward to it every summer. But I don't know that you get a chance to take a step back and really appreciate some of this stuff. And that's something that I think you really get a chance to do with this, along with sharing of information and maybe even finding some new ideas or some new inspiration.
I agree. Whether you're a novice or consider yourself an expert, you're going to gather ideas from what you see at the garden. Each one of these gardeners has had to deal with storms this year. Mm. They've had to do with excess rain. They have to do with conditions of shade and sun. And they can help you to understand how they got through it. I think that each one of the gardeners have told me at least once that they've had a plant or two that they really enjoyed, but it wasn't growing. They took it, moved it into another location, and maybe they helped it to thrive. So I hope that that'll be most people's experience.
It's a great point, Lily. And we have Pam Ross joining us right now. Pam, always good to see you. Always appreciate you. You know how I feel about you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I want to get into the details of the event. Again, the 22nd Annual Garden Walk happening Saturday, July 19th, going on 9 to 4 at many different locations in our area here. And let's touch on the event itself and the prep that it takes to make this event happen. Got a lot of different individuals coming together to make this happen.
Right. I mean, First of all, it's an honor to be chosen as one of the six gardens to be featured. Mm-hmm. A little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, people are coming over. But I know the Master Gardeners do such a great job in orchestrating everything. And I think it's, what, Lil, 2 years ago that you reached out to me and I said, no, I don't think I could do this. My gardens aren't ready. And I said, maybe in 2025, and here it is. So the preparation, you know, really for me has been 2 years, but knowing the last few months, you're like, all right, a perennial garden, when you first, the snow melts and there's nothing there, you're like, I don't know if this was such a good idea. And it's amazing what happens over the course of time and with a little love and attention, some sweat. My husband's been out there with me and we've been having a good time. Mm-hmm. And things are just really starting, like the color is starting to come and it's like, okay, I think if we don't have anything bad happen between now and July 19th, it's going to be really fun.
It sounds so rewarding. I can hear it in your voice. And I imagine everybody out there listening is probably knows this, but just in case they don't, you know, we have somebody who's performed a lot in front, you know, talking about this and you're talking about being nervous about this where, you know, with the amount of things you have done, live concerts and all these things, and this makes you nervous too. That shows how much it means to you, but also how cool it is to be a part of it. That first part you started with, the honor of being a part of this and everything.
Well, the nerves come from just so many things that are kind of maybe out of your control. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of let that go because it's like, if we're going to have bad weather, well, I can't stop that. Yeah. But I think the other part is that self-imposed, like, oh my gosh, there's an empty spot there. What are we going to do about that? And so I laugh at myself. But we've gotten so much support and Lil's been there, you know, other master gardeners, other friends. I mean, it really is kind of a community garden in a way because I've had so many people that have liked or, you know, they've joined in my enthusiasm about gardening. So I have a lot of friends that, you know, we get together and we talk about flowers. So this will be a really kind of an honor of all of those relationships and all of the help, too.
It's a great note, too, to others out there that maybe have been thinking about getting into their garden, starting a garden up or something like that. Some of the notes that you just shared with us right there. You know, it's one thing to be, brought into this garden walk or something. That's a whole other category, really. I think, especially talking with Janelle about this, this organization and other things over the years, this garden walk's important. It's a fun main fundraiser for the group and everything. But it's also the encouraging of everybody to get out there and create work in their garden and get out there and enjoy. And you hear some of the joy that Pam has had from it. Encourage others to get out there, get your hands in the dirt and get out into the garden and enjoy.
It doesn't have to be anything like enormous or large or crazy, but it is fun to spend that time in nature. And perennials to me are, you know, it's like a reliable friend that comes back every year. And so you don't have to like think really, really hard all the time. It's like, oh, look, you're back.
I don't want to brag, but in the years of talking with you guys and working with Janelle a little bit and everything, I know the difference of perennials and annuals now. I know the difference. Wow. I'm learning.
So do you have both or neither?
I just know the difference, really, is what it is. I'm still learning as far as how to take care of these things. That's a whole other category that I will talk your ears off sometime about. This event is going to be a locational event. You're going to be bopping around from different garden to garden around in town, which... you touched on this before, Lily, but where will people be going for the walk itself?
Well, there are two residences in the Wisconsin Rapids area, and then you take a quick little jaunt over in the Buren area, and then you're going to head out towards Vesper.
So you got a number of different locations and wonderful central Wisconsin areas to take you to and enjoy, and also just take some pride in those areas and those areas having that pride. There's also going to be some basket raffles, live music, I see.
Yes, we have a lot of music, don't we?
Yeah.
And we have an artist painting, Dawn Olson, in one of the gardens. We have a couple of really unique vendors with jewelry or handmade crafts, mosaics. A painter also, and someone who works with India ink and some real unique ceramics. So these things are meant to complement the gardens, and I think go hand in hand with the type of an audience that we expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of the things that we love seeing when it comes to a nonprofits working with nonprofits or anybody just working with our vendors or our local creative industry and helping them out, giving them other opportunities to sell their products or just advertise their products. That's one of the cool things about this event and events like this is the opportunity to be able to do that. And you get so much more fun with it. And I tell everybody this, if you are going to have an event, have a raffle attached to it. We love raffles around here. People raffles. It's almost a guarantee your event's going to do well.
And wait till you see what we have. Amazing things.
I wish the audience could see you light up to that. You really believe. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
She's been working hard, and I'm sure the whole group has been working very hard to pull.
We have a great team.
The good stuff together.
Before we touch on sponsorships, and we definitely want to shout them out, if people are interested, they want to get tickets, I see that they here in Rapids, they can get them at Angel Floral and Designs, Daily Drug, Urban's Greenhouse, and One Rose Greenhouse. Over in Nagusa, Beaver's Dime Store. In Marshfield, was that Schlau's?
Shallows.
Shallows. Thank you, Shallows Nursery. Shout out to them. And J-Mar Inc. over in Plover. Encourage you to head on over there, get those tickets. They're $10 in advance, $12 a day of, and children 10 and under getting in for free. We get those tickets and take advantage of this. This is a great opportunity to be able to not only take in our area, but get outside, get some inspiration about your own garden, have some fun, maybe get in on this raffle, take in some great live music, and enjoy. We do want to take a moment to thank our sponsors for this event. I got some really good people that have come together to help out with this one. And I didn't know which one of you wanted to do that, but if you want to mention them, please feel free to.
Yes. Sponsors, thank you for your help. Beaver's Dime Store, El Cafe, Foss's Garden Center, Ironwood Bar and Grill, Garden Villa, Grand Avenue Pub and Grill, Hosta Stop, Rocky Rococo's, Velocix, Reeves Greenhouse, Urban's, Tractor and Supply, J-Mar, L&J, Wiggins Greenhouse, and One Rose Greenhouse. Thank you all.
Yeah, a big thank you to all of them. A big shout out to all of them. Really appreciate all of them and all the people that come together to do something like this. Of course, want to thank you guys for this and putting up with my questions and hanging out with us and everything. Did we cover all of our bases? We get everything in there?
Yes, I really appreciate your sharing it with the public.
Oh, we're going to be talking about this a lot. On a morning show, we always like to wrap up with events going on and good stories of the day, and we'll be talking about this and making sure get a good turnout for these. Every garden gets appreciated.
The buzz is out there, I know, because I was just at a coffee shop and talking to some people, and I was going to hand them out the little slips, and they're like, oh, we're already coming. Yeah, we're planning to come.
Good.
So
good.
They didn't even want to take the slips because they didn't need to. That's wonderful.
And we want to encourage you. There's a great Facebook page you can find for the Wood County Master Gardeners. You can go over there, find out more not only about the event, but this great group of people and how maybe you can be a part of things if you'd like. Find out more from them. And of course, you can check out their website as well. Just type into your search engine, Wood County Master Gardeners. It'll pop right up. WoodCountyMasterGardeners.org is the website you can go check out. And I appreciate you guys again for the time. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another great edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.